At 10:04, we have 29 degrees, cloudy skies. Good morning. I'm John Weber, WHYY News. Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District is once again shaping up as a political battleground. Republican Congressman Scott Parry nearly won re-election last year, and forecasters now rate the Harrisburg area seat as a toss-up heading into 2026. Parry faces a rematch with Democrat Janelle Stelson and a primary challenge from within his own party. One of the challengers is Karen Dalton, a former GOP staff attorney who says voters are fed up.
I've spoken while going door to door and so my in-person town hall with a lot of independents who used to be Republicans and to some Democrats who used to be Republicans, but they're so disgusted by what they see the Republican Party becoming through Donald Trump and Scott Parry that they switched. And I'm asking them to come home and vote for me.
Pennsylvania's primary election is May 19th. Although the fall election was generally ignored in Philadelphia, there are still many to be sworn in. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner sent out an open invitation via social media to a swearing-in Monday at the Kimmel Center.
Mayor Sherelle Parker and the city are hosting and sponsoring the inauguration for the controller who just got elected, for the DA who just got elected, and for a bunch of judges who just got elected. We hope you will join us at 10 o'clock in the morning on January the 5th. That's a Monday. And we want you to know it doesn't cost anything.
25 common pleas judges, 9 municipal court judges, as well as District Attorney-elect Krasner and City Controller-elect Christy Brady will take their oath of office in the Marian Anderson Hall at the Kimmel Center. It's part of a new term that brings those elected in November officially into office. More information can be found on the DA's social media channels. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
It's 10:06.